The warden was a blonde and brachycephalic alpha minus, short, red, moon-faced and broad-shouldered, with a loud, booming voice, very well adapted to the utterance of hypnopedic wisdom. He was a mine of irrelevant information and unasked for good advice. Once started, he went on and on, boomingly.
560,000 square kilometers divided into four distinct sub-reservations, each surrounded by a high-tension wire fence.
At this moment, and for no apparent reason, Bernard suddenly remembered that he had left the eau de cologne tap in his bathroom wide open and running.
Supplied with current from the Grand Canyon hydroelectric station.
Cost me a fortune by the time I get back. With his mind's eye, Bernard saw the needle on the cent meter creeping round and round, ant-like, indefatigably. Quickly, telephone to Helmholtz, Watson.
Upwards of 5,000 kilometers of fencing at 60,000 volts.
You don't say so, said Lenina politely, not knowing in the least what the warden had said, but taking her cue from his dramatic pause. When the warden started booming, she had inconspicuously swallowed half a gram of soma, with the result that she could now sit, serenely, not listening, thinking of nothing at all, but with her large blue eyes fixed on the warden's face in an expression of rapt attention.
"To touch the fence is instant death," pronounced the warden solemnly. "There is no escape from a savage reservation."
The word escape was suggestive.
"Perhaps," said Bernard, half rising, "we ought to think of going."
The little black needle was scurrying, an insect nibbling through time, eating into his money.
"No escape," repeated the warden, waving him back into his chair.
And as the permit was not yet countersigned, Bernard had no choice but to obey.
"Those who were born in the reservation, and remember, my dear young lady,"
he added, leering obscenely at Lenina and speaking in an improper whisper,
"remember that, in the reservation, children still are born, yes, actually born, revolting as that may seem."
He hoped that this reference to a shameful subject would make Lenina blush, but she only smiled with simulated intelligence and said,
"You don't say so."
Disappointed, the warden began again.
"Those, I repeat, who are born in the reservation are destined to die there."
Destined to die. A deciliter of eau de cologne every minute, 6 liters an hour, perhaps, Bernard tried again.
"We ought..."
Leaning forward, the director tapped the table with his forefinger.
"You ask me how many people live in the reservation, and I reply..."
Triumphantly,
"I reply that we do not know. We can only guess."